getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Another week underway. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I got the records. You got the ears. Let's just hang out together and see what happens, shall we? Yeah, another hour of great old-time music awaits you. So stick with us through the end of the show here, because you never know what's going to happen. Really, you never really do have any idea what is going to happen here on the Oompa Hour. What's going on this week? I don't know. Weather's been pretty good here in northern Minnesota. Kind of springtimey, which is what we've been hoping for anyway. And, you know, not real surprise warm, which is, you may create melting problems. We've talked about that. So, yeah, things are looking pretty good. I've decided that this week I'm going to play a big stack of my favorite records. And to heck with the rest of you. They're all polkas, of course, or old-time records. But I have the records on the shelves, of course, and I have them divided by ethnicity, you know, the Polish and the German and the Slovenian and what have you. And then I have another section up at the top that is all records that have a special purpose, like they're Christmas records, or they're, you know, when Irish eyes are smiling, when it's St. Patrick's Day, or, you know, what, baseball songs for baseball season, stuff like that. And then I have another place where I tuck records that are like my favorites. And I want to keep track of where they are. But then I never play them because they're not in with the regular records. And I think, well, these are my favorites. I probably play these all the time. And then I realize, of course, that I don't ever play them because they're set aside. And I keep thinking that I play them too much. So they never seem to get played. It's a weird thing that happens, I'm telling you. So this week I thought I'm just going to do it. And I'm going to play all the records that I like that I have set aside here in my record stack. So that's what I'm going to do. And I don't know that they'll all be my favorites, but I think I have enough to do the hour just with records that I've set aside that I think are cool. And this first one is one of those. And every time I play it, I always discuss whether or not I really think it's a polka. And I listen to it and I think, yeah, I think it is. Back in the 70s in Northeast Minneapolis, there was a musical thing that happened. Arnie Fogel, who was a singer, songwriter down in Minneapolis, St. Paul, did a lot of radio jingles, actually, had gone to the studio to record a song about a guy named Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski. And man, when this record came out, I was just a teenager, and I thought this was like the coolest record, because it was one of the first records I knew that was tied into the local area, because all the locations that are mentioned in the song are in Northeast Minneapolis, and my dad had a drugstore in Northeast. And so I hung out Northeast a lot, and I knew all these places. So I thought that was really cool when I was a kid. So anyway, the story of Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski, as presented by Arnie Fogel and the Cookhouse Players, will get us rolling this week on the Oompa Hour.
He measures 75 at the shoulders, but only 22 at the hip. He stole my girl from me at the annual Northeast Tea and Arm Wrestling Championship. He's Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski. He's the champ of the Northeast side. Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged a whole keg while drawing my girl to his side.
Now I'm just a guy from Edina was taking his girl for a ride. Now ain't it a shame that she was fair game for this guy from the Northeast side. Now I'll have to arm wrestle with Snooski, and I'll give him all that I've got, and I'll pretend that she is really cheering for me here on May Slack's parking lot.
He's been Ivan O'Myron with Snooski. Champ of the Northeast side. Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged a whole cake while ripping my arm from my side.
They're coming from Elsie's and Litsky's, from both sides of Broadway to see Sven Ivan get hitched And the guy who was ditched, well, guess where he's gonna be? Well, I'm playing the organ next Sunday when my best girl marries that jerk. I won't play very long, just one half of my song, 'cause my left hand is all that will work.
He's Sven Ivan O'Meara Wisniewski. He's the champ of the Northeast side. Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged a whole cane
while taking my girl for his bride.
He's Sven Ivan O'Meara Wisniewski. He's the champ of the Northeast side. Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged a whole cane
while taking my girl for his bride.
I don't know what my favorite part of that is, where they go, hold that tiger, or if it's, I don't know, it's just the little whistle thing. It's just, I don't know. Anyway, Arnie Fogel and the Cookhouse Players, is that a polka? If that's not a polka, you can't pass that off as a polka. Send me an email to oompahour@aol.com, okay? It's been one of my favorites since back in the 70s. Back when I was working at the polka station in St. Paul 1,000 years ago. All right, I'm telling you, I'm just going down this stack of records in no particular order of my my favorite records or my unusual records or whatever that I've set aside over the years. I'm realizing I don't think I have a waltz in the stack, so I may have to dig out a waltz here, because we always try to have a waltz in the show. I'll see what I can do. Jolly J. Patterson is this next one. Jolly J's out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. Gosh, the first two I got here are from Minnesota. They're not all. This is not going to be an all-Minnesota show. Just happens to work out that way. And a lot of different groups recorded the Laughing Polka, and the Jolly J version just always kind of cracked me up, so here you go.
Was a little lad many years ago. I wasn't very sporty, folks, but yet I wasn't slow. My mammy called me Pappy and my pappy called me Pooh. But I laughed at every little thing that was against the rule. Yeah. I used to know that little gal many years ago. She wasn't very sporty, folks, but yet she wasn't slow. They say she was a dandy, just a bird of paradise. I walked around her once a day just to get me exercise. Ah! Fat and clumsy, she weighed about a ton, but she was full of deviltry, always full of fun. One time we got to mucking around like boys and girls will do. She fell so hard upon it, we both went through the chair. Scratching off their fleas. I do not doubt a word of it. What she said is true. I've been around that gal so much that all I want to do is, yeah!
There you go, Jolly J. Patterson and the gang there. and the Laughing Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I'm kind of working my way through the stack here, just playing a bunch of my favorites from the stack, just because they seem to not get played because I overcompensate by trying to ignore things that are my favorites because I think I play them all the time. So, yeah, we'll see how things work out here in the show. Before we get on to the next one, which is Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra, actually. Wait a minute here. There, that's better. It's a big dust bunny on my microphone. I had to blow it off there. Sorry if I poofed your headphones or something. If you're listening in those little earbuds, that probably just blew them right out of your ear. Anyway, it was bugging me. There was a little dust ball up here. The cleaning department is clearly not doing their job, which would matter if we had a cleaning department. Anyway, Dick Rogers and the band coming up here in a second. But before that, let's talk about a World of Accordions museum. I think we should, located in Superior, Wisconsin, invite you to stop by, pay the folks a visit there. Springtime is here, folks. Nice weather in the North Country. Head for Superior, Wisconsin. Take a look at the museum. Over 1,400 accordions, concertinas, and whatnot on display. I have not checked the website yet this week. They'll probably have their calendar of events up. If they don't already, they will shortly. They always have concerts and workshops and jam sessions and all sorts of fun stuff going on for you to participate or just stop by and enjoy the music and whatnot. Of course, they have their gift shop. They have their concert hall. One of the few places, by the way, that has the accordion and concertina technician and repair school. Learn to maintain these instruments. Now, see, that's an example of a job that nobody's learning much these days. So you might want to give some consideration to that. Find out more. You can look them up online. worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find everything you need to know. So check it out. Come on up. Pay them a visit. They're in Superior, Wisconsin on Belknap Street, actually. Like you know where that is. I say it just because I think Belknap is a good name for a street. But check it out. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. All right. It's Dick Rogers and his television recording orchestra now. This is an old Decca 45 from back in the 50s. There's that good old Mountain Dew.
Down the road from me, there's an old hollow tree where you lay down a dollar or two. You run around the bend and you come back again. There's a jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And then that perfumes it our few. Well, they shut up my mug if you fill up my jug full of good old
Mart. He's sawed off and short, now he measures about 4'2". But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And in that refuse it our few.
Still on the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. Them buzzards in the sky get so dizzy they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And in that refuse it our few. Well, shut up my mug if you fill up my jug.
By in his old Ford so high, said old Merlin was down with the flu. We thought that we ought just to give him a snort of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And in that refuse it our few. Well, they shut up.
Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra. That's what it says right on the record here. And that good old Mountain Dew. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It's Old Time Oldies Show. Glad you're with us for another week of fun and frolic here as we spin some old time records, leaning toward my favorites this week, or at least records that I've set aside because I just want to be able to get to them, or they're ones that I like, or whatever the case might be. And if you have some favorites, by the way, you can always be sure to let us know here at the Yumpa Hour so we can make sure to get them on the show for you. If you have a favorite band that you don't think you hear enough of, or a favorite song or whatever, there are many ways to get in touch with us here at the Yumpa Hour. You can call or text to area code 218-259-2985. That's 218-259-2985. Now, if you call, of course, you're going to get the answering gizmo because you never know where we're going to be when you happen to be hearing this program being syndicated all over the country and stations running it at different times and whatnot. You can also email us at oompahour@aol.com. And also on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways, you got a request, a dedication, a question, you want to hear more from a certain band or a certain style of music or whatever, let us know here on the old Oompa Hour, all right? Now let's get back to the stack of records here that I dug out. I got a tough situation here. I have two Bobby Gregory records in the stack. One is the Laughing Fat Man Polka. And the other one is called I'm Hoopy Scoopy Over You, which I just think is a romantic thing to say to somebody. Because nobody says that. If you tell your girlfriend or that guy that you have the crush on, you say, I'm hoopy scoopy over you, they're going to be really impressed. I can tell that they will be. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play I'm Hoopy Scoopy Over You, because we already played the Laughing Polka, and the Laughing Fat Man Polka, I think, might be pushing that whole concept a little bit. So Bobby Gregory, and you know, some of these records are a little on the scratchy side. So you kind of work with that a little bit here. I'm Hoopy Scoopy over you.
Oh, baby.
Why did you steal this heart of mine?
Oh, baby.
Why did you smile at me divine? You know you really started something. You've got my heart a-thumping. Just like a jumping jack tied to a
Bob Bobby Gregory there, and I'm Hoopy Scoopy over you here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and this week I'm just featuring records that I've always liked. They may not be the best records ever made, but I've just always had a soft spot for a bunch of these. And I always seem to set them aside and I don't play them enough. So this week I'm trying to just remember to grab all the ones that I kind of ignore up in the corner of the record cabinet there. So here we go. Now this one, this is like a quirk of fate here. Because I was just looking at Patty Shimoleski's Facebook page a few minutes ago. And of course she's with the Shimoleski Funtime Band. And has been, it's been like a family band for like 100 years, some ridiculous. I mean, Florian's almost 100. Now, I don't know how old he is, but he's been playing accordion since I think they invented him. I remember years ago working with the Shimoleski band, like on stage, the Bellray Ballroom and whatnot. And Patty was just a little kid then. Every now and then in the show, we do play Patty singing I've Got a Polish Boyfriend that she recorded when she was 9 years old. And, of course, now she's a grown-up and singing in the band, playing and everything, carrying on. But I have a record she did when she was 14 that I always seem to set aside and never play much anymore. And it's called Dzień Dobry, which, according to the song, is Polish for have a good day or have a nice day, have a... Good. I don't remember. I haven't played the record for so darn long. You can look up Patty on Facebook if you want, if you think you could spell Shimoleski. I still can't get my fingers to type it. My brain will not type letters in that order. But this is the Shimoleski Orchestra, it says, because they have the Shimoleski Band, Shimoleski Funtime Band, the Shimoleski Brothers. This is the Shimoleski Orchestra featuring Patty back when she was 14 here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this is what we do here on the show every week. There you have it there, the Shimoleski Orchestra, that featuring Patty, who was 14 back when they made that record. And, of course, she's an actual grown-up now. Like the rest of us. But yeah, just a kid when they made that record. Shemalek, look them up. Funtimeband.com is where they are online. And yeah, they were like one of the longest, what are they, like one of the longest running family musical operations that's existed in history. It's been like more than 100 years of Shemaleski's making music. So yeah, feel free to look them up online and you can see what kind of stuff they're doing. They're playing out all the time. A lot of their big polka fest every year. So anyway, here we are in the midst of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldie show, in case you just turned on your radio or your computer or your tablet or whatever. And you're like, what in the heck is going on here? Is this skull coming at me here? But that's what it is. It is. It's Tim's Oompa Hour. Every week we get together and we do about an hour of great old time music. I see now I've got two records in my stack here from Gene Thomas and his Jolly Brothers. And boy, it's hard to decide which one to play. I try not to double up on a group in one show. I am doing the Dragnet Polka, which is kind of a takeoff of the Dragnet theme song, of course. And I also have the Socket to Me Polka. Which one should we play? Oh, man, it's a tough choice. I'm leaning toward the Socket to Me Polka because I think that's my favorite, and I probably do that all the time, which means you probably never hear the Dragnet Polka. I don't care. I'm playing the Socket to Me Polka. Why not, huh? It is Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers here on Tim's Oompa Hour. There you go, Gene Thomas and his Jolly Brothers there, and the Socket to Me Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Now, I just told you a few minutes ago that I do not, or try not to anyway, double up on groups in a show. And I'm going to cheat a little bit, because we played the Shemaleski Orchestra a couple of songs back with Patty Shemaleski singing Dzień Dobry, which means in Polish, have a good day, apparently, according to the song. And now I have another record in my stack here from the Shemaleski Funtime Band, which technically is different than the Shemaleski Orchestra. That's what I'm saying, just to satisfy my attempt to not double up on a group in a show. And actually, this record is considerably older than the other one I played. In fact, Patty was not even born when this other record was made. And it's the Shemaleski Funtime Band, not the Shemaleski Orchestra. So technically, it's a different group. And technically, it's a different singer. And technically, she wasn't even born yet. So as far as I'm concerned, that makes this a legitimate song choice. Now, if you're not from Minnesota, and I don't know how it is in other states, and not only that, I think it's changed. I think there's been changes in the laws in the last few years. I'm not sure, but it used to be that you couldn't buy beer on Sunday in Minnesota. Is that still a thing? I'm trying to remember. Oh, man, they change stuff. And then when you're old people, you don't remember what they change. But I think that you might be able to now. Or you could buy off sale, but not on sale or something. I don't know. They come up with all these ridiculous rules, you know. But anyway, so they did a song called No Beer Today because you can't buy beer on Sunday. And this is the Shimoleski Fun Time, not the orchestra. So it counts as a different group, okay? There you go, the Shimoleski Funtime Band there. No beer today because you can't buy beer on Sunday. At least that's the way it used to be. I wonder if that has changed. Something is nagging me in the back of my mind telling me that that they finally changed that, but I can't remember. But anyway, Shimoleski Funtime Band here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week. Every week we sit here. I sit here. You sit here in my mind. In my mind, I see you all sitting in the living room or in the kitchen table, or perhaps you're cleaning the garage, and every time a snappy number comes on, you burst into random polka dancing. That is what I see in my mind while you're doing this, while you're listening to this show. Okay, we're working through a stack of records here that I've always kind of set aside, kind of some of my favorites and some of the, I don't know if they're odd, but they're just, I don't know. Does it feel like they have a different feel, or is it just me? I don't know. This next one's great, though. Another one came out of Minneapolis. The Mrozinski Brothers, sometimes known as the Mrozinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble. Tom Mrozinski had his own record label, Aleatoric Recordings. And, man, they made a lot of good-sounding records back in the 70s and 80s. Tom has since passed away, but left a lot of really great music and some really great recordings. And this was cool back in early 80s, I can't remember. It's all a blur. The 70s are all a blur. There was a big hit record by the Charlie Daniels Band called The Devil Went Down to Georgia. That's what it was. The Devil Went Down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. And then they had the big fiddling contest, and Johnny wins because he could out-fiddle the devil. And, of course, up here in Minnesota, we do things a little bit differently. Here the devil came up to Minnesota, and he was looking for a soul to steal. Except that when the devil comes up to Minnesota, he better be prepared to battle with his concertina. We don't want any of that darn fiddling going on around here. So yeah, the Mrazinski brothers did The Devil Came Up to Minnesota polka, and this is the way it goes.
Minnesota. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind, and he was ready to make a deal. When he came upon this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I bet you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, son, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, I'm the best that's ever been." "Johnny, rising up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose up here, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get that shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rising up his bow. Then he drew his bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. Then a band of demons joined right in and sounded just like this. Johnny said, "Well, that's pretty good, old son. But sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan picking out dough. Granny does your dog bite, no child knows."
There you go, the Mrazinski brothers there. The devil came up to Minnesota here at Tim's Hoompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. This is what we do. We play old-time records every hour, every week. I have not found a waltz. Now what am I going to do? We always have a waltz in every show. There's got to be a waltz somewhere. Hang on, I'm looking to see if I have a waltz here. And I'll tell you, too, as long as we're chatting at the moment, that I think next week I'm going to start spinning a bunch of 78s. In the show. Remember the old 78 RPM shellac records? I got a bunch of those. I've threatened to do an all 78 show, but I'm not going to do that because they're just too darn scratchy sounding. But I found a bunch of good ones down in the basement last week, and I set them aside. I was like, I don't think I have any of these on 45s, so we're going to save these and use them in one of the shows, and I got to find the 78 needle for the record player over here. But I think next week we're going to jam some 78s into the old Oompa Hour. and see how things go. So, all right, now, what do we have next here in my stack of interesting records that I've always set aside? I don't play a lot of Polka Padre records on the show. I have one I am going to play, though. Back in the olden days, when I worked at the Polka station in St. Paul, that was back in the 70s, by the way, we played a lot of Polka Padre records, and the Metro Polka was one of the ones that that we played a bunch, and I'm not going to do it for you, but back then, I could kind of sing like him, and I'm not a singer, which I don't know if that insults his singing or makes my singing better or what, but I could put on the Metro Polka, and I could sing just like him, and it would kind of freak out everybody at work. I'm not going to do it for you, but here's the song.
Soul, but oh, how she could polka. I asked her for a little kiss, a little kiss, a little kiss, and then I held her tight like this and danced the Metro Polka. I asked her then to marry me, to marry me, to marry me. I didn't think she'd carry me to the church around the corner, and now I've got a mother-in-law, a father-in-law, a brother-in-law, and seven kids that call me Pa from doing the Metro Polka.
All right, there you go, Polka Padre there, the Metro Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. That's one that we just never seem to play around here, and I thought we better throw that one in here. It was in my stack of interesting records. I did find a waltz. I know you were worried, waltzers, that I had mentioned I didn't have one in my stack, and I don't. I had to go find one while that one was playing. And oh, by the way, we were talking about the Shimoleskis earlier, and I was telling you they've been around for like 100 years or something. And I looked it up, actually. 1882 is when the Shimoleski family started their first musical group, and the family has played continuously since 1882, in case you're wondering. So that's a long time. That's like 100 and a bunch of years. It's almost 140 years, for Pete's sake. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there because I looked it up. So anyway, I told you we had to get a waltz in here, and this may be one of the newest records we've ever played here on the Oompa Hour. This was in a stack of records I'd set aside because I didn't remember ever playing it before. And, you know, sometimes I audition them, kind of see what they sound like ahead of time before I play them on the show. And I was just looking for a waltz, and I have one here called the Alpine Echo. It says it is a waltz with English lyrics that have been translated. It doesn't say what they've been translated from, but it says they've been translated. And the group is called the Mike Surratt and the Continentals, are from Lannan, Maryland. And this record is from 1990. Heck, that's practically brand new to me. I realize that's, what, 29 years old now? But to me, it's like almost a brand new record. But they will provide the waltz that we so desperately need for this week's show. So here we are. It says the Continentals of Washington, D.C. That must be near Lanham, Maryland, huh? Here they are. This is, I have not auditioned this. I had to find a waltz for the show. This is called the Alpine Echo Waltz.
There's an echo, Alpine echo, from the mountain calling me, crying, come back, darling, come back, bring that love home I gave to thee, touching white clouds by heaven's doorway, high in the mountain, the Alpine mountains, there is a young girl, her heart is yearning, yearning for my love, patiently. There's an echo, Alpine echo, from the mountain, calling me, crying, come back, darling, come back, bring that love home I gave to thee.
Turned out to be a pretty good record for something we've never played here. The Continentals there, the Alpine Echo, had to get our waltz into the show this week. And there it is here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, here's one you hear every single week, except we never play the whole darn song. And I like to try to remember to throw it in like once a year, if I can. We always open with the Dick Pillar Orchestra doing the Polka DJ song. And you never hear the whole song. So I think I dug it out here. This is the entire song that we use for our theme song. There's the Polka DJ.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Arrived at the station, had a cup of coffee, opened the mail and checked the log. A note from the boss said, play more polka music. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ. Seconds and the theme starts playing. Turntables ready, got my records at hand. I get a thrill from this kind of music. That's the life of a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. I am a polka DJ.
Well, there you go, Dick Piller and his orchestra and the life of the polka DJ here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Discovered that record when I very first went to work at that first polka station many, many moons ago. And I was like, wow, this is like my song now because I am a polka DJ. That was way back in the 70s. And anyway, it's always been kind of a cool song we've been using as our theme song here, but you never hear the whole thing. You never hear all the verses, you know. All right, we're going to try to cram in a couple of more records here in just a second, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, we got just a few minutes left here on the show. I'm going to try to cram two more songs in here. Does that sound like a crazy idea or what? We're going to do it. I may not stop to talk in between them, though, so I can save time, because if I get jibber-jabbering, you know how that goes. Here's the Full of Prunes Polka, Joe Rishitar, and the orchestra.
I met a pretty gal underneath the moon. I stole a hug, I stole a kiss, and
think you're full of prunes. Full of prunes.
Full of prunes.
Full of prunes.
Full of met a guy named Mo in the month of June. To make some dough, he shoveled snow and
make her full of prune, full of prune,
full of prune.
All right, there you go. That is Full of Prunes Polka, Joe Ray Sitar and the orchestra. And we're going to jam it in here. Joe White and the boys. You don't want a polka.
I want you to be so nice and charming with me, but you don't wanna, no you don't wanna. I just want you to pet like all the others I've met, but you don't wanna, no you don't wanna. I plead and beg for one little kiss, but you're so shy, you're bound to resist. We could go for a walk and maybe talk, baby talk, but you don't wanna, no you don't wanna.
Joe White and the orchestra. I'm used to hearing Don Peachy's outfit do that one, but you don't wanna. And that wraps up another exciting edition of Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Wow, a lot of fun records in the group this week. They're always fun. But anyway, it was a pretty weird batch of songs, don't you think?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced through the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum and Kebs Records. We'll return next week, do it all over again with another stack of records. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.